going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Boy, Bruce is in the building.
Come on, man. We got legends in the house.
What's happening?
We got legends in the house, man. Come on, yes, man. Sir. Stop playing.
Hey, man, I came here a little early on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Because I just really got tired of waiting. That's look.
No, that's
I'm going to go in here early. I'm going to make them put me on. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an international player.
That's, brother, you have been doing this long enough
long
to where
time.
You show up. We doing the show.
That's I appreciate it. That, too, because y'all laid it out. You know, KC, he kind of smooth, man. Yeah. Watch him, man. Yeah. I won't even bring my side girl around here. He would get her. That joke was so smooth. He walked out, yo, what's happening there with that guy, right?
Hey, man, I'm showing respect to the legends, man.
You know what I'm saying? Doing, but it's on. Almost like this dude would be at church, got all the women. You don't even know he got them. You know, he walk up, God is good. They start shouting.
Hey, I got one, man. That's all I
that's
got.
It.
I got
that's
one.
All you need.
That's it. That's all I need in life.
I can only handle one. That's it. I seen a brother in the airport, man, from Africa, Nigeria. Very unattractive, man. I say. He was very unattractive. Oh. And he had six wives with him. I'm like, bro, how do you do it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Six wives. Yeah. And he was unattractive now. He must have had some money. Oh, the brother was got a cold out your eyes. Do you hear me?
Mm.
That's how ugly he was.
Oh,
but
man.
Look, he said, I know who you are. You hosted BET. But he had six wives. I said, brother, you the man, because I cannot do it.
Yeah, that's...
Woo!
I love my wife. I love my wife to death.
Oh, I
couldn't imagine five more of her.
But I can understand.
Hey, you get... Man, dump that.
No, but I'm saying...
I don't need her to hear that.
No, I'm saying, like, I'm good. Her.
He wanted her. He said, I love my wife.
Five?
With all my heart to death. She had to hear that. He put that
to death. Five? And then she probably said the same about me. Like, I couldn't deal with five of you. Like,
everybody say that about you.
Just, everybody say that about
just five yeah. people that you gotta deal with, live with, and hey, like
if
that's
you got
a
six
lot.
Wives, you got six different personalities.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying. And one get mad, they all get mad. So you got five women in the house, man. And imagine you have kids by them, and they got girls.
Oh,
I had a buddy of mine. He was from Nigeria. His dad had eight wives. He had eight, nine kids by each wife.
Oh my God!
And then his dad ended up passing, so he had to move back to Nigeria to help the mothers. With all the brothers and sisters.
Man.
He was a personal trainer, man. He had like 2% body fat.
Mm.
He used to cuss his people out, you know, when they can't do what he wanted to do. You are in shape. They're not. Quit cussing them out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can do this. Nobody never showed back up.
He couldn't keep a client.
But he was excellent what he did, but he just quick tempered.
Yeah.
How different is the game now? You've been doing it for
it's
so
different,
long.
It's different, man. Let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you, D-Lo. I'm going to be honest. If we did social media 35 years ago, it'd be crazy.
Mm.
Social media game is winning. People talk about the social media comedians and what they do. I don't care. They are winning. Mm-hmm. So if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
So I join them. All the young dudes that got the following, I'd be taking pictures with them because I want you to follow me too. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is. They work that phone, man.
Yeah.
They work it and it works for them. So keep doing it.
And that mindset that you have right there from somebody our generation. I'm gonna say around my. Yeah. That's the way to do it. Because it's like, you can't buck the system. You can't fight like what's going on. It's already happening.
Right.
So if you want to survive, you gotta be able to adjust to that.
I've been doing this for 30 years, and they've been doing it for 3 years, and they got all, well, okay, get with the program, and let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about social media. Even now, management and agents, they like, no, how many followers you got? They ask you that before they even want to represent you, because it saves a lot of work for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, I got 10 million. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Listen, this is going to be a great company we're here with. They're going to sign you up
because
they don't have to do any work anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And these young dudes, they're funny, man. It's different. Like, it's not necessarily stand up on the stage and tell a story. They got their skits. Some of them are corny. Some of them are corny. But some of them are, like, legit, like, make me laugh.
Yeah,
like,
but some of them got what they have, what you see. That 10 minutes, that's all they got.
Right.
After that 10 minutes,
right.
You know, when you get on stage or when you see somebody on stage, I want you all to remember this, both of y'all. When somebody starts saying, man, we need to take care of these women and these kids, they got nothing else to say. They don't have another joke in mind. Man, we got to start taking care of these women, man, these kids.
They're
man.
Done.
We got to be
tapped
fathers.
Out of that.
They tapped out. They got nothing else to say. So I'm telling you all the secret. When y'all hear somebody say that, just get your girl and say, hey, come on, baby, we going to go. He ain't got nothing else to say. Just walk out the club.
What's left? What else do you want to do? We talk about guys who've done it all.
Oh, man, I did everything. But I'm going to let you all know, May 3rd of this year, 2025, I am doing my new Netflix special.
There we go.
It will be in Chicago at a theater called The Vic. We're doing two shows in one night. So if you all in town in Chicago, come see your boy. Because everybody's flying in just to see me do this Netflix special.
What's up.
And I hadn't did one in 15 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think I ain't going to wait that long. I'm going to do another one in like 2 years. So,
okay.
But this one, May 3rd, Chicago, Illinois. The Vic, that's the name of the theater. It's going to be called Stay in Your Lane, Bruce.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, I look at you as the king of comic.
Well, that's true. That's true. They
the
voted
king
me off.
Of comic.
I supposed to have been a king, but they voted me off. No,
nah,
we're going to let him do it.
You the king of Comic View, man. And it's such an iconic show.
Oh, yeah.
And it birthed so many great comedians.
It did, man. And
did you know at the time, like, how iconic that was going to be?
No, I didn't. Only thing I know, when I did it that year, when I saw the numbers, I'm like, are you kidding me? Because it just started elevating. It started doing real good. So I was actually trying to let them, we had a meeting. I said, just let me host Comic View every year. Like they did 106 in Park. You remember AJ and Free, they was doing every year. I said, let me just be the host and then we can keep these numbers up. But they wanted to switch and they had promised other guys they would host. But if you notice, the year after I did it, Arnaz J did it. But they brought me back to help him.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember that, but the numbers was great. And that's when I had my man, who was, rest in peace, Ronaldo Ray, who was really my mentor. And man, he was just telling me different things to do. And it was crazy because it was working. You know, like, he said, look, when you go on stage, shift your body to the right. Don't talk about it, just go to the right and tell your joke. And I'm like, what is this going to do? And it worked. I'm like, whoa. So when you got experience and you can see it and people say, just listen.
Yeah.
Man, this dude helped me through so much, man. So that's why every time I hosted Comic View, I had him there with me because he would critique stuff and be like, no, don't do that. Don't say this. Don't do that. And when I do exactly what he say, it slams.
He was a coach. He was like Phil Jackson or
something. That was my man. I can't even lie, man. Because he came up with Red Fox, Richard Pryor, Bill Cosby, all them. So he just helped me out a lot, man. And I made sure they took care of him.
They don't know the name Ronaldo Ray. It's, you want some too, old man?
Yeah.
No. That's
it. Okay.
That's
right.
That's
even
Ronaldo
know the name.
Yeah. You want some of this, old man? No. That was him, Ronaldo Ray.
Do the young brothers come to you like Ronaldo?
Of course. 85 South. You know, Chico Bean and Carlos Miller and DC Young Fly and also Desi Banks. They all...
Yeah.
All call me all the time, say, oh, gee, what should we do? Should we do this? We do that? I say, no, don't do this. Do this, do that. And they get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're good kids. They're funny. And they're making money.
You know, the thing that I like about that, though, is while we talked about how the game is different, they do a lot of skits and stuff like that for social media. Those guys reaching back out to you, it seems like they want to understand the craft of being
they
a comedian, being
do.
On stage. And that's where something like that never gets lost.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because even though the game has changed a little bit where they might do some skits and all this other stuff, you still
got
to know how to get out there, get on the road, get on stage.
Got to know the basics. You got to know the basics. I learned years and years ago. I was looking at James Brown because when I was a kid, I was a James Brown fanatic. And James Brown said, just go out there and grab him. He said, once you get him that first 30 seconds, you got him. He said, you can do anything after that. And he's right. So I tell the community, go out there and grab him. Don't go out there, you know, man, we need to take care of these kids, man. These people, don't go out there with that. Go out there and grab them and get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because once you grab their attention, you can say anything. Mm. They're going to listen. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I enjoy it, though. I enjoy dealing with the younger guys. I always tell them, I say, just a couple of things you got to keep straight. That's your business. Make sure you pay your taxes. Mm. And make sure you take care of your family. Mm-hmm. And that's the key thing. And yeah. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
You in that rare era where you did, like, you guys talking Comic View, which you did Def Jam, the Apollo, you hit every major stage.
Everything, man.
That comedians would want to hit. Like, comedians can't hit the Def Comedy Jam stage today and it be what it was back in 1993, 1992, it was. Like, it was a different monster when you were coming up.
It was straight monster, especially with the Apollo. And then one thing about the Apollo is in New York. So if you weren't from New York or you weren't from Philly, you weren't from Jersey, you weren't from Connecticut, they ain't show you no love. You know, this brother from Atlanta, oh, this country jokey. You know, you from Alabama. And then I walked out. I said, look, I might be country. I said, but I got something for you. Because Steve Harvey had told him, so listen, I'm going to let you.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, right now, y'all need to put your seatbelts on because this one right here, you don't want to fool with, you know? And I went out there and, dude, oh, man, this country dude, boy, I wore him out. Rode him like a Jordache horse. You hear me playing? Remember Jordache. But it went well. When I got their attention, they're like, whoa, this dude is serious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to go get him. You can't be scared. Just go get him.
Yeah, man. Straight up. Like Short said, let Bruce.
That's right. You know, too short lived in Atlanta. You know, and, you know, him and Lil Jon. First, Too Short did Shake That Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, all the skinny girls let Bruce get it. Then the Ying Yang came back with Lil Jon and said, get crunk with it, get loose with it. Like Short said, let Bruce get it. And that's how we do in the South.
Yeah.
Like, we just show love, like, for everybody, show love to everybody. And that's what it's all about, because it's money for everybody.
And I just said the lyric because it's iconic, number one. Yeah. And I want to ask you, I mean, obviously you're already famous, but hearing your name in a song that was so prevalent, well, two songs that were so prevalent at the time in the clubs, did you see like an increase or a different demographic locked into Bruce?
Yes, and with the women, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, the big girls, what's up? Nothing. What we can do is look at a workout tape. That's the only thing we can do. Because we can eat and you get that last biscuit, it's going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? I want the biscuit. Don't you grab that biscuit. But let me tell you now, I'm going to tell y'all a secret so you all know. Biggie put me on a song, and people don't realize it.
What song?
It's Hypnotize. And you have to hear the song. And I can tell you when the verse come in, but Biggie did it first.
Okay.
And people, when they hear it, because when I did a show in New York with the Breakfast Club, and they said, how did you feel when Biggie put you in the song? And I didn't think they knew it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, man, I opened up for Biggie back in Jacksonville, Florida, back in the day.
Mm.
And I was doing it was a rap show, but I hosted the show. Okay. And Biggie wanted to see me, and I wanted to see him. I'd never met him. So I'm on stage clowning. I'm joining people, clowning. And he went outside, you know, came back. He was right. You know what I'm saying? He said, I swear you're funny for real. You know, that's my word. You know what I'm saying? Bro, you need some NyQuil. I don't know what's going on. DayQuil or something. And he did, man. So, you know, when we get a chance, I want you to play.
Now,
you know,
that's the first thing I would do.
I want you to hear, man. Yeah, I'm going to tell you when they come in. It's okay. At the beginning of the song. And people, they miss it.
Uh-huh.
But if you listen to what he say, you know what he's talking about.
Okay. Yeah, now I can't even get past it. I'm trying to think, okay.
Yeah. I know D-Lo got it.
Yeah, get your boy.
Yeah, we getting there.
I mean, D-Lo a bad dude, man.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, bad dude.
You know, that's a legend.
I know it, man.
That's a legend.
Light skin, good looking. You know what I'm saying? They ruled the 80s and the 90s. Light skin, woo!
Hold on, man. Hold on.
Oh. What are we doing here?
Come on. Oh, you can't hear it. I forgot. Hold on.
I learned something today.
I feel like a baby that can see right now. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Like a goo-goo and a gaga. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That is, come
and
on,
it was
man.
Crazy because he told me, like, I'm going to put you down for real. You know, when people say,
yo, that impression
like,
is killing me.
Like, well, whatever. You know, that's my word, you know. Oh, you know, bro, I'm going to get you this DayQuil. I got something in the car. I want you to take it. But he did, man. And, I never forget, I'm breaking this up. You remember the Def Jam 25th anniversary?
Mm-hmm.
DL and Dave Chappelle was hosting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They was up there clowning and everything.
Yeah.
And I saw Puffy. I did. He was there. And the first thing he did, he didn't even speak. He put both his hands together and he bowed. He said, you are the king, man.
Mm.
He said, people don't realize it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're the man. He said, Biggie loved you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he showed me love, went on, but you know, I never been to the party.
I was going to say, he didn't invite
never
you
been
to
the party
after that, did he?
I can't go to the party. Yeah. Like, no. You know, I'm from the hood, man. We start swinging in there. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I do a windmill in there. Let me tell you something. They think I'm Spider-Man in that bad boy. Yeah, man. No. We don't play them games. You know what I'm saying? We old school, man.
Yeah. You know, the correlation between that, though, goes to that time, right? Because Biggie, one of the biggest rap artists of all time.
He was, man.
You're on Comic View.
Yeah.
The symmetry between just BET, right?
Yeah.
Like, because the basement. Like, that's where we got a lot of
Absolutely.
Our stuff. So
Absolutely.
Biggie looking at you like, I watch you every day or
Indeed,
I watch you
man.
Every night. And you looking the same way. It's the symmetry that, because things are different now. I'm not saying it's better or worse, but things are different. You
yeah.
don't have a BET where everybody convenes, so to speak.
Right.
Where, you know, you may not get DC Young Fly linking up with Kendrick or something
right.
like that. You know what I mean? So that's interesting
and
that that's how that
is,
went
with,
out.
With Biggie, see, Puffy knew when he got Biggie, he knew he had something because before Biggie, it was Craig Mack. You remember Craig
mm-hmm.
Mack?
Yeah.
Craig Mack. Puffy just dropped Craig Mack mm-hmm. for Biggie. It was like, Craig Mack was the man.
The Mack attack. It was supposed to be both
yeah,
of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he got,
big
saw Biggie, he's like, oh, look at man, take care of yourself, man. You know, he just dropped him.
Yeah.
You know, and that really hurt Craig because Craig Mack sold 5 or 6 million just
mm-hmm.
in New York.
Yeah.
Just in New York alone.
Yeah.
You know, so, and he was a cool dude. Different looking. He was different.
God bless him.
He was
rest his soul. Bro.
Come on now. You know.
Yeah.
You look at him cold, run out your eyes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Cold
different
is coming
looking. Come on.
God rest him. He's rest in peace. You know,
yes,
Craig,
sir. Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a lot of rappers in New York that sold 7, 8 million. You know, CDs, but you don't know them nowhere else.
Yeah.
They make it just in New York. So, come on the West Coast, you're like, who is this?
So we have this discussion all the time about French Montana.
Yeah.
And he's what you talk about, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's not from
nationally France. Out here, like, French don't really have that much of a following, but in New York?
New York. Mm-hmm. And he's not from France. I, you know. So brother,
I'm not sure where the French Montana mm-hmm.
Don't speak a lick of French. Yeah. But look, I don't know if he do or not, but he's not from France. He's not from Paris. You know? And in New York, though, he's the man. They love him.
Yeah.
They love him, you know. But in Atlanta, they'd be like, who?
Right.
See, Atlanta's straight south. So, you know, when you got Outkast, you got Goody Mob, you got UGK. Mm-hmm. That's the south mm-hmm. in Atlanta. You know, Ludacris, T.I. See, I know all these guys. I know them.
Jeezy. I love Jeezy.
Oh, you know yeah. Jeezy's a bad dude, man.
All these dudes in Atlanta. Yeah. It's the same thing, though, right? Yeah. Like
Atlanta's the joy, man. Yeah. You know, like when I see Goody Mob, you know, all of them just show me love. You know, I'm like their big brother. I'm a lot older than them, though, yeah. You know. They're young fellas, you know. I'm an old school player.
See, that's the thing, though. Like all those guys, when you at the top of the food chain like that, you were talking about Craig Mack and Biggest.
Yeah.
Ago, those two didn't get along.
No, like, not at all.
Those two were vying to be the one. Do you did you deal with that in the?
I knew a lot of people that hated me. But I didn't. I just kill them with kindness. I knew a lot of them didn't like me. I just, what's happening, baby? You know, I go up to them like we partied together. They cannot stand it. They can't do nothing but speak. What you gonna do? I'm not speaking to you. I'm like, what's up? What is like? What is going?
I'm not talking to you. I'm jealous.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I used to go in Comedy Clubs in L.A. It was the Improv in L.A. right on Melrose. It was the Improv. Been there for years. Been there about 50 years. And I can, when I walk in the door, I can see them whispering. You know, I said, what's up? I said, I see y'all talking. I say, and I miss one. I said, have any of y'all been up yet? They'd be like, no. I said, well, I'm going up. You might as well go home. I used to pick on them because I let them know if I go up, ain't nothing else left.
Yeah.
And I did it to get in their head, you know what I'm saying? Because it don't take all that. You ain't got to hate me, man. Why don't you just be my partner? I can help you.
Yeah. Now, I'll ask you a question. I'm going to ask you to remove yourself because as a legend like you are, just a talent like you are, mm-hmm. you're always going to put yourself, you know, up there as your favorites, right? So remove yourself. Give me your five favorite comedians.
Okay.
They ain't even have to be the best. Just your
okay,
five favorite.
My favorite one is Tommy Davidson. Tommy Davidson.
Did you miss me?
Makes me laugh. Tommy Davidson makes me laugh out loud. And let me give you some more. Tony Roberts. Tony Roberts, he's from Detroit, but he lives here.
Yeah, he does.
He makes me laugh out loud.
Yeah.
Mike Epps, who I train.
Okay.
Makes me laugh out loud. Now, of course we all love Richard Pryor. We all love Bill Cosby. We all love Red Fox. But when I grew up, I liked Milton Berle. And people thought I was crazy. I'm from the hood, and they're like, man, you like Milton Berle, the white dude? You know, I'm like, yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you why I like him. He was quick. He was witty. Mm-hmm. He was fast. If you ever look at the Dean Martin roast, they'll talk about him. He'll sit there and laugh. But when he got up, it was over. He destroyed everybody on the panel. Milton Berle was, man, they call him Uncle Milton.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my favorite comedians in the world. Of course, I love Richard Pryor. Know what I'm saying? Right. We knew Richard Pryor. But my uncle was the funniest dude in the world to me, man. My uncle was 5 feet tall, about a 97 in the waist. Looked like an egg with a belt on. You know what I'm saying? But that was my partner, man. That was the funniest dude, because, man, he was funny, man.
Yeah.
And he was just my dude. He taught me about life, man. He taught me about everything, how to treat people and being nice. He had a slogan. He said, the only thing free in life is being nice. That's the only thing free. Mm-hmm. Don't cost nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's how he was. So that was my dude.
One of my favorites is, man, and thankfully he's got like some pop culture moments that'll live forever. Robin Harris is one of them.
Man. Only thing about Robin didn't like comedians that was funny. If you was unfunny, he loved you. But if you was funny, he don't want nothing to do with you.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lot of that, man. They look at you sideways. And,
yeah.
Because they want to be the funniest dude. But there's so many funny guys out here and women. Yeah. So you might as well face the music. Oh, yeah. Look at Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart worth, what, $700 million now?
Mm.
At one time, he wasn't doing it like he thought he should. He was getting ready to quit the business. I said, no, you can't quit. You got to keep going. Look at the next year. Look what happened. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So sometimes you need that push.
Yeah.
You need that push to just make it happen.
It seems like so much of comedy is inflection. Like the thing I remember so much about Robin Harris is his delivery was just so weird.
Yeah.
It was like dry, and it wasn't like he was doing comedy. It was like he was just talking trash to you.
He was. He was talking, and you could not talk him. You be in a club and you yell at him, he gonna tear you up. He used to kill Robert Townsend. Used to kill him.
Oh,
used to kill him on stage. Robert would yell out something, he would wear him out. Ride him like a Jordache horse. You know what I'm saying? So He was the man, man. Robin Harris was the man. Yeah. But he didn't like you. If you were funny, you could look at your
side. It's so much of Kevin Hart is inflection. Like, it's his over-the-top delivery of stuff that makes people.
Kevin just repeat himself. He said, it was two dudes. Like, it was two dudes down the street. It was two dudes by the side. That's how you do.
Yeah.
So he builds up on the joke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't. I just go get him.
And I love that about comedy as well, is just the different styles.
It is.
Different ways of telling the story.
If everything was the same, it wouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
If all of us looked alike, it wouldn't be nothing interesting about it. When you see different looking people, you know, like when you see somebody really bigger than you, you're like, oh my God, what did he eat? You know? Bruh, slow down. You know what I'm saying? But it needs to be different. You know? I see some strange people here, man. It's some strange people in Sacramento.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, and it's some country stuff here too. Now, I'm from the South. When I saw a sofa on the front porch.
Do you know where you were at? Were you like far away from here? I don't know where I
was. We was over there by Fox News.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, y'all.
That checks out.
A sofa is on the front porch. Then I bought a new sofa. Yep. Put the Obit on the front porch.
That's right.
Put a chain on it and made a swing.
It was in the hood.
Come on, man.
It was in the hood.
Yeah. Man, Fox News was gated up like we're going to a penitentiary. Look here. I said, what is y'all got all these bars up? The lady said, have you looked across the street yet?
Yeah. It was in the hood. Yeah.
So, you know.
My family grew up over there. I went to school over there.
Really?
It was in the hood.
Yeah, man, that's cool. The hood don't bother me, though, man. Yeah. But I wouldn't want to live there anyway. The hood I grew up in, it was an area in Atlanta called The Bluff. Mm. And I wouldn't move there to save my life. Mm. I wouldn't. If they gave me $1 million home, 24-hour security, I would not move back over there.
Mm.
But see, now they doing the, they done took it over. What they call it, regentrification.
Gentrification, yes. Yeah.
White guys are jarking. I'm like, you
walking dogs you and everything.
You don't know where you at, bro. The stupid people are still over here, so be careful. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I drive through there and just look, and I'd be like, and people see you. I don't care. I was in my. I have a Sprinter van, tinted windows, the windshield tinted. You can't even see any dude say, "That go Bruce right there." He saw me in the Sprinter, and I'm sitting in the back. How did you see me in the Sprinter? So, it's just you got to get out the hood. You got to get out. You can't stay there.
When entertainers or anybody come through here, I don't know if you know, this is a sports show that you're on right now.
Oh yeah, I know it.
You a sports fan?
Yeah, man. Who your football team? Don't
you do? Come on, man. You see
okay.
What you see
who's
what
yours?
I don't have one.
Okay, because if you said Dallas, it'd have been a fight of him. I'd have started a fight. You Dallas, ain't
it? No, I don't do don't do that.
Okay.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Look,
don't do that.
In a past life, he ain't with him no more.
Pre,
oh my God, they terrible.
Pre Colin Kaepernick, I was.
You ain't gonna believe. You ain't gonna believe who I was. I like Green Bay.
Come on, bro.
I like Green Bay. Come on, man. You can put me out of the studio, but it's okay.
Really?
And I'm from Atlanta, and I don't care nothing about the Falcons.
So I want to be clear. Your two quarterbacks are Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
And I like Love.
Well, Jordan Love don't count. He hates Jordan Love, but we rock.
But let me tell you, man.
Good.
I went to Pittsburgh last year, and they invited me out to the camp. Mm-hmm. And, man, it was Love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the coach, I didn't realize he was a fan. He brought me in. I'm in there with the players. They ain't changing clothes, butt naked. I'm like, oh, bro, wait a minute now. Put some clothes on. Put a towel around you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't used to this, bro. You know what I'm saying? But it was Love. And the owner walks in. You would never thought he was the owner.
Mm.
Had on some Hun boots, short pants, old Hun jacket. But when I touched his hand, it was soft as cotton. This brother ain't did.
It does not work.
He don't even know what a broom is. You know what I'm saying? But he was nice. He said, thanks for coming, man.
Yeah.
They had me a Bruce. They made me a Bruce Pittsburgh jersey.
There we go.
You know, and it was just Love. The coach, man, he was so cool. And I'm going to tell you what's crazy, Ricker. It was a dude, he had, they brought him to Pittsburgh, right? Mm. So even if they don't play, they get $80,000 a month, right? All they got to do is come to practice. He called the dude, said, man, where you at? He said, oh, I need to be there. You're supposed to be at practice. So the dude said, man, this dude here didn't show up. He's supposed to be at practice, you know? And somebody whispered his ear. He said, he just cut him. Mm. Just cut him.
How they don't play.
$80,000 a month. All you got to do is come to practice. Come on, man. When I was a stripper, I didn't make money.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Hey, we appreciate you, man.
Hey, man, thank you, man. I mean, I appreciate you guys having me on, man, because I'm actually a cool dude, man.
No doubt.
Very cool dude.
Cool dude, man.
Oh, my bad. Well, tonight?
Tonight, yeah, tomorrow, yeah, and thank Sunday. You. Friday, thank Saturday, you. Sunday, two shows Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday, because Monday I am out like eight tracks.
Yeah, but them.
So I'm letting everybody know you need to come to the show because I've been here. Ain't nothing to do.
Them say, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
They closed
the Walgreens across the street from the store. I don't know. Last time I was there, everybody.
Oh, that's hilarious. They did.
Everybody was stealing. I'm like, look, let me get something.
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? The Walgreens is closed. How does Walgreens close?
Yeah.
How does Walgreens close? You know what I'm saying?
They said enough.
But the homeless people out here, they got game for you. They put that look on you. You know, they be, if you ever notice, just pull up, they looking normal. But then when they see you pull up at the light, that look come down. They got the sign.
You out there by that Punchline Comedy Club too?
Oh,
you're gonna get,
God.
Yeah, you gonna get a. You gonna
they
get
close
those.
That wall.
Man, hey man, those, yeah. I had a dude tell me. He said, "Big man ain't ate in 2 weeks." I said, "You still live?" I said, "Man, ain't ate in 2 hours. I'm about to die."
The legend, Bruce, Punchline Comedy Club. Two shows tonight. Two shows Saturday. My man's doing a show on Sunday. Again, man, you are a living legend. We appreciate you so much.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.